Keith Peters reporting the Biden campaign showed up outside Donald Trump's criminal trial in New York on the closing days of arguments. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Joe Biden's campaign team has largely ignored the trial, but that changed on Tuesday when the president's team showed up near the Lower Manhattan courthouse with actor Robert De Niro and a pair of former police officers. A top Biden advisor said they weren't there to talk about the trial, rather to exploit the large media focus on the legal proceedings. But Trump advisors argued that the appearance shows that Trump's prosecutions are being driven by politics. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has received a second $1 billion promise of military aid in as many days during a whirlwind tour of three European Union countries. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says despite some progress, allies must get more arms to Ukraine.
We are working with NATO allies. Many of them are also, of course, EU members. On stepping up the delivery of ammunition, air defense systems. We have seen some progress, but more progress, air defense systems are urgently needed.
But Russian President Vladimir Putin warned that Ukraine's use of Western-supplied long-range weapons to strike Russian territory could bring a dangerous escalation. President Biden will be formally nominated as the Democratic presidential nominee through a virtual roll call ahead of the party's official convention in Chicago in August, a maneuver that will allow Biden to appear on the ballot in Ohio this November. The issue is because the Democratic National Convention, where the president would otherwise be formally nominated, comes after Ohio's ballot deadline of August 7th. The party's convention is scheduled for August 19th through the 22nd. This is SRN News. The governor of Florida makes a statement.
Republican Ron DeSantis says the state's giant Sunshine Skyway Bridge will not be lit up in rainbow colors to mark Gay Pride Month in June. Instead, he's ordering the Skyway and other spans to be lighted in red, white, and blue all summer long. DeSantis has been waging a lengthy war against the LGBT agenda, both legislatively and symbolically. The bridges will show the American colors from Memorial Day to Labor Day. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Fuller Theological Seminary, a well-known Christian school in Pasadena, California, is deliberating whether to become more open to LGBT students. That's according to a draft of proposed revisions to the seminary's sexual standards that was obtained by the Associated Press. If the board votes to approve the revisions, Fuller could become the first prominent evangelical seminary in the country to embrace some parts of the LGBT agenda. SRN News. It was a sluggish return to work on Wall Street after the long Memorial Day holiday weekend. We hear more on the day's activities on all three markets from correspondent Seth Soutel reporting from New York City.
Most stocks fell on Wall Street as a tick higher in bond yields tightened the screws on the stock market following a three-day weekend. The S&P 500 closed little change Tuesday. The benchmark index is sitting just below the record high it set a week ago. Most stocks in the index fell. The Dow lost 216 points. That's about 0.6%. Some technology stocks remain particularly strong, including chip company Nvidia, which added another 7%. That helped the NASDAQ composite rise 0.6% to another all-time high. Bond yields rose following a stronger-than-expected report on consumer confidence and an auction of treasuries. The yield on the 10-year treasury note rose to 4.54%. Seth Soutel, New York.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.